Hallelujah. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our morning prayer. Let's sing hymn 67. Thank God. Please be seated. This morning, before we come up and pray together, let's all share several verses. Let's turn to the book of John, chapter 11. The book of John, chapter 11, verse 43 and 44. John, chapter 11, verse 43. Now when he had said these things, he cried out with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth." Verse 44. And he who had died came out bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Loose him and let him go." So we know the last time that I was here, up here, to share with you with the morning prayer, we share that the first resurrection that Jesus did was the daughter of Jairus. And during that time, she's only about 12 years old. So when he resurrected her, and then Jesus told the parents to give her something to eat. So likewise, for us, we are resurrected through the baptism of Jesus Christ. So after we are baptized, the food that we need to eat is the bread of life. Because only the bread of life can give us a spiritual life. Because the flesh cannot give us anything. But rather the spirit is the thing that gives life. So when we eat the bread of life, and then on the end days, Jesus will resurrect us and give us eternal life. But here in John chapter 11, he talks about the second time that Jesus resurrected a person from the dead. We know that during this time, he resurrected Lazarus. So and we know that during the time, Lazarus already died for 4 days. So when Jesus came to the tomb, in verse 43, he came and he cried out with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth." Then verse 44, it says, "And he who died came out bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, 'Loose him and let him go.'" So we know that during this time, when Lazarus came forth, when he came forth out of the grave, he need to walk toward Jesus Christ. Why? Because during the time, Jesus had resurrected him from the dead. So likewise for us, when we are baptized, we also resurrected from the dead, and now we need to walk toward the Lord Jesus Christ. Because in verse 44, Jesus also said to the people, "Loose him." So this means, likewise for us, the day that we are baptized, we are loosing from the grips of Satan. So when we loose from the grip of Satan, we can walk toward our Lord Jesus Christ. But the main question is, how can we walk? How can we walk? Of course, before we can walk, we need to have feet, right? Because even though our feet can be the lowest place of our body, but nevertheless, our feet can take us to many different places. You can see, right? Some of us have very smelly feet, right? Some of us have very ugly feet. Actually, my feet are pretty ugly, right? But I also know some brothers, their feet are pretty smelly, right? But nevertheless, after Jesus washed our feet, the feet become very precious. They become very precious in the eye of God. Why? Because these feet was been washed by our Lord Jesus Christ. So that's why when we think about where should we walk to or where should we go, we need to think how special our feet is, right? Or how special our feet are. Because our feet can take us to the light of the world or walk into the light of the world, or we can walk into darkness. Actually, that is our choice. That's why when our Lord Jesus Christ resurrected Lazarus, he said, "Loose him and let him go." Because to loose him, to let him go. But the big question is, how is he going to go? How is he going to walk? So likewise for all of us, truly. Even though we are bought by the blood of Jesus Christ, but we still have the choice to do what we want to do. Like many of us, praise and thank God, right? For 1 week and 2 weeks, you decide to come here to worship God. Why? Because we understand that God is so precious to us. But we also have some other brother and sister right now. Maybe they, at the beach having fun during these 2 weeks. But we chose to be here Because we are here, so we need to learn to understand how should we walk in Christ. How should we walk toward the heavenly kingdom? Let's turn to John chapter 8. The book of John chapter 8. Chapter 8 verse 12. Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall never walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Why that during this time? We know in John chapter 8 is the second proclamation that our Lord Jesus Christ tells us, that he is the everlasting God. So during this time, why did our Lord Jesus Christ say to us that he is the light of the world? If we read early in chapter 8, we know that during this time, some of the leaders caught a woman in committing adultery. So during that time, they brought a woman to Jesus Christ and say to him, we caught this woman right-handed and committing adultery. What should we do? Right? Because the law of Moses tells us we need to stone her. But what should you say, teacher? Right? They say that to Jesus Christ. So during that time, Jesus said to them, he who without sin, right, cast the first stone at her first. So during that time, when they thought about, do I have sin or not? So all of them, because their conscience convicted them, so one by one, from the oldest to the youngest, they all walk away. So we can understand from this teaching that you can see all of us, before we come to Christ, we do not know what's right and what's wrong. We do not know how to walk toward the Lord Jesus Christ. Just like if we live in a bedroom and we never open our shade, and we never think that in the room there's no dust, there's no dirt. But if you open a shade and the light shines through it, you can see that our room is full of dust. So likewise, when we come to know Christ. Really, before I came to know Jesus Christ, before I came to the true church, I was the man, right? I was the man. Why? In high school, right, I run track. Every single year, I make all-stars. In high school, I play football. I was MVP. Right? Even in high school, I was a prom king, right? I was a prom king. But in college, right, I was the vice president of my fraternity. And wherever Woody is, right, that's where the party's at, right, in college. So many people, every weekend, right, where's Woody going, right? Where's Woody going, right? Because they want to be with Woody because Woody is the man, right? So why? Because during that time, every place I go to a party and drink and dance, I used to dance on tables, right? I used to do flip and stuff like that, right? And people used to say, come on, Woody. They always yell my name all the time, right? And even after college, right, during that time, I dated Miss Massachusetts, right? I dated Miss Massachusetts. And I even dated some Levi's and Benetton models, right? So really, I thought I was the man. But I thought back after I came to Christ, I was nothing but a sinner, right? I was nothing but a sinner. Why? Because here it tells us, right? And verse 12, say, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. So that's why for me, even though before Christ, I thought I was the man. I thought everything that I did was so cool. But then when I come to know Christ, I realize everything I did is full of sin. Why? Because during that time, I walked in darkness. So a lot of time, my friends, of course, I was such a man, I have so many friends before I came to Christ, right? I have so many friends. Because why? Because every weekend, even though I was working and stuff like that, they used to call me on Friday, right? Friday night. Woody, let's go. Like, all right, you bring the whiskey, I bring the orange juice, right? Because during that time, the whiskey, you know, you can put the alcohol together and mix it and drink before you go to the club. Because the club costs so much money for the drinks, right? So we used to drink to the point that we almost drunk, and then we drive and go dancing. So we save much more money on the alcohol, right? So during that time, right, on Saturday too, right, they call me and we go dancing and stuff like that. So really, Boston, every club we have been to, right, every famous place we have been to, the thing is, all the time I did not realize I live under sin. Until I came into True Jesus Church, during that time, do not think I was not a Christian. During that time, I went to the Catholic Church, I went to the Greek Church, I went to my local church, but the light never shined into my heart. I now understood that all the things that I did was evil in front of God. So that's why for us, why do we need to walk in the light? Because we are the disciple of God. We have been purchased by the blood of God. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5.
the book of Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 8. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of life. So here truly God explained to us and tell us that we were one walk in darkness. Even though when you were born and you were baptized when you were an infant, but during that time when your mom conceived you, you're already under sin, right? Just like in the book of Psalms. So because we're under sin, we will walk in darkness. But only that we can come to the Lord, we become the children of God, that we understand that we walk in darkness, but now we need to walk in the light. Because if we walk in the light, look at it in verse 11. If we truly walk in the light, have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. Like I told you earlier, because I was such a man, so I have many friends, right? So when I first came to Christ, and I know my friends, of course, all they do is go out and look for women. All we do, you know, all they did is go out and, you know, to drink and dance and party during that time. So for me, when the light shined into my heart, I realized no longer I can do this kind of stuff. Right? So during that time, when my friend called me Friday night, Saturday, say, Vudi, come on, let's go, you know, on Friday night. And they say, I can't. And they say, why? I need to go to church, right? It's like, Vudi, are you okay? Really, at first, they're like, what's the matter with you, you know? And they thought I was just kidding around. They thought I always had something to do, right? And then months after months, they keep calling me. Then I keep telling them I cannot go because I'm in church. So during that time, really, one of my friends say to me, Vudi, man, before you're like a lion, right? You're so tough. You go out to this, and now what happened? You're like a little pussycat, right? You don't do anything. On Friday, Saturday, you spend your time at church. What's wrong with you, right? So many of my friends, why? Because every time they talk to me, I would talk about God to them, right? I talk about God to them. No matter what they do, no matter what they ask, I always talk about God to them. So I remember one of my friends, he's Taiwanese, right? His name is Toma, but he's born in this country, right? So Toma, I met him one of the clubs. So every Sunday he would call me up, right? I say, oh man, Vudi. I say, hey, what's going on? What's going on? He's like, last night I went dancing, right? And I'm so wasted right now. I feel so bad. I say, Toma, you call me every single morning, every Sunday, right? Every Sunday for the last 6 months, you tell me the same thing, right? You go out Saturday night to drink. Sunday, you're all in pain, right? You're all suffering. But I say, what is the best thing to do? Just stop drinking, you know? Stop going out. But until this day, he's still clubbing. He's like 43 years old. 43 years old. He's still out there dancing and drinking stuff like that. Why? Because most of people do all these things. Why? Because they feel empty inside. There's five of us when we go to college and things like that, right? And we feel it. We need to go to party. We need to drink. This means God is not inside of us. That's why many brother always say to me, oh, Vudi, you know, it was so cool before you came to Christ, right? You go dancing. You go partying. You do whatever you want. You date whatever many women as you want, right? They don't realize. The reason I did all of that, because my heart feels so empty. So I need to date, you know, pretty women, right? I need to go out and dance, stuff like that, so I can fulfill my heart. But during all those years, my heart still feels so empty. The first time in my life when my heart feels fulfilled is when I received this Holy Spirit. That night when I received the Holy Spirit truly, you can say, let him kiss me with the kiss of his mouth, right? For your love is better than wine. So that night, really, I cried bitterly to God when I received the Holy Spirit, knowing that, wow, God's love is so wonderful. So because I realized God's love is so wonderful, I feel I don't need anything in the world. I don't need anything in the world. But of course, it's not easy. We need to be able to walk in the light. But if we truly walk in the light, we'll expose those people who walk in darkness. That's why some of you are here, right? You as an RE teacher and stuff. Sometimes because you want to make relationship with just the RE students. So sometimes you trade DVD with them, right? All the Korean opera, right? The Korean movies, this kind of stuff. Really, that's not the way to go. If you want to build good relationship with them, we need, whatever they do is wrong. We need to be the light that expose the things that they do wrong. just like all my friends. Now, how many friends do I have? Right? Maybe in here 150, right? But really, outside friends, they no longer, you know, are my friends, in a sense that every time I talk to them and every time, you know, we communicate, for me, there's nothing else to talk about except for God. But for them, when they talk about drinking, partying, goodies and that, I have no interest in it. Because why? Because all those things, I just feel is a waste of time. Right? Because I've been through that already. I did all those stuff already. Then I know those stuff is nothing but, you know, Satan deceiving us to walk in darkness. So that's why for us truly, if we have a roommate in college and they like to drink, for us to not conform to what they're doing, but rather transform them. Right? Transform them with the Word of God. My friends, really, nowadays, they only call me when they need advice. True advice. Why? Because when they call me, they want advice, I just really share the Bible to them. Even though they do not believe in God, but the Word of God comfort their hearts. Right? Comfort their hearts. But you can see almost all of them that I know, they have come to our church one time or another. One time during evangelism, 27 of our friends came to church. And during the time, it was only about 8 or 9 youth, right? And 8 or 9 youth, God brought 27 truth seekers. Even 2 of them received the Holy Spirit, and they know that our church truly is special, have some kind of special spirit in it. But at the same time, they cannot stay in church. Why? Because as long as they come to listen to the Word of God exposed their evil deed. Because most of them have boyfriends and girlfriends, right? They go drinking and dancing, they party. And so when they come to hear the Word of God, how can their heart handle it? They cannot handle it. So that's why no longer they want to hang out with us. Why? Because when the light shines into darkness, the darkness becomes light. Just remember this. Even though we can go to a room, it's full of darkness. And if you have only a little light inside that room, that light can expose the darkness. Just imagine this. Likewise for us as the children of God. Even though there's a lot of evil and a lot of wickedness outside, and many people walk in darkness, but we are walking the light. If we go next to the darkness, truly, we will expose them. But a lot of time, when we walk into the darkness, we also, right, are attracted by the darkness. Why? Because we do not walk in the light. So that's why for those people who do not like to come into the light. Why? Let's turn to John chapter 3. The book of John chapter 3. Chapter 3, verse 20. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light lest their deed should be exposed. This is a true and saying from our Lord Jesus Christ. Whoever do not want to come to the light, why? Because they don't want the evil deeds to be exposed. Just like Adam and Eve during that time when they sin against God, right? When they sin against God, what do? They try to hide from God. Because God is the light of the world. So that's why many of us, if we do not want to come to church, if we do not want to come to listen to the Word of God, this means we live in darkness. Why? Because we cannot handle the light. Because the light will manifest all the evil deeds that we do. But actually, even though sometimes, right, when we come to the light, sometimes it's very painful. Very painful. Just like a person, if they live in darkness for a little while, when they come to the sunlight, truly the sunlight will hurt their eyes, right? So that's why for me, even so, when I come to hear the Word of God, sometimes when the pastor says something, of course my heart is very painful. But at the same time, through this pain, we can get used to it, used to the light. So that's why many of us, even though we sit in here, listen to the Word of God, even though sometimes when the pastor, instructor say something up here, and your heart is pricked, why? Because the light has shined into our hearts to reveal the darkness. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. But the problem is, right, it's a promise. Sometimes even though the light shines to the darkness still darkness. Why? Because we do not want to let the darkness go. Many times, just think about it. Right now, I think my weakness is my mind, right? Because a lot of times, the first time I talk to a person, I always diagnose them. That's my job before, right? I diagnose them, oh, this person have this problem, that problem, maybe, you know, major depression, maybe some kind of disorder, right? All this type of disorder. So for me, I try to ask God, God, please, when I talk to a brother and sister, I just want to think about them as a brother and sister, not my, you know, not my patient, right? Because I've been doing it for 10 years. So sometime in my mind, right, my mind think bad about people automatically. Why? Because all this time, it just trained me to think. And also as a man, sometimes my mind become very dirty too, right? But nowadays, you can see, in front of brother and sister, really, I can be blameless, right? Really, I can be blameless. Why? Because I don't do nothing to you guys, right? But in front of God, it's very difficult to be blameless. Because why? Because my mind, right? Because I was driving to, she's driving back from Irvine yesterday. Driving, all of a sudden, I look up and this like half-naked woman, right, on the bulletin board, right? I don't know, foxy lady, whatever, right, on the board, the thing. And all of a sudden, just dirty things come into my mind. And I say, wow, one whole week at NYTS, right? And just happened, I didn't even look up. I just, you know, just driving, you see from a distance, right? And that dirty things come into my mind, and I have to repent, oh, God, please forgive me, right? Why? Because we know that when that darkness comes into my mind, because we have the Spirit of God inside of us. So it will expose immediately that what we think is wrong. What we think is wrong. But a lot of time, right, for our brothers, if we watch all those dirty things on the internet and we feel nothing, that's the time we know that we walk in darkness. Because if we walk in darkness, how can you know that it's darkness? You cannot see. You cannot see. But if we come to God, that's why this first week at NYTS right now, many of can find that, yes, there's a lot of weakness inside of us because the light have shined into our heart to reveal the darkness. So it's very important for us because why? Because we are the children of light. So in verse 21 it said, but he who does the truth comes to the light that his deeds may be clearly seen that they have been done in God. It's very important. So for those people, and for those of us who love to come to listen to the Word of God, why? Because we walk in the light. Because when we walk in the light and the light shine on it, what does it do? It just make our light even brighter. Right? It make our light even brighter. And there's no pain inside our heart. That's why for us who walk in the light, because we are the children of light, we should come closer to the light. Because nowadays, very important for us, if we do not walk in the light truly, we cannot see where we're going. Because only the light can direct us, right? Even though our feet are so precious in front of God. But if there's no light in front of us, we cannot see where we're going. Right? We cannot see where we're going. That's why nowadays, many people in the world, every single year, 30,000 people kill themselves in the United States. Really, 30,000. And 90% of the reason why they kill themselves because of major depression. And why do people fall into depression? Because they have no hope for tomorrow. They have no hope for tomorrow. That's why our Lord Jesus Christ with wisdom tells us, do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will worry about itself, right? Sufficient for today is enough. So that's why really this is the greatest intervention to depression. Because a lot of people who are depressed always worry about tomorrow. Today, nothing happened to them yet. But they always worry, oh, tomorrow, am I going to be able to do this? Am I going to be able to do that? Because they do this, they become, you know, so depressed, right, in their mind. So for us, no. We know the way. And we have the hope that tomorrow our lives are in the hand of God. So because our life is in the hand of God, who cares what happened tomorrow? Just like Paul, he said, right, to live is Christ and to die is gain. Because Paul always walked in the light. Paul's always walk in our Lord Jesus Christ. So likewise for us. If we worry about tomorrow, this means Christ is not fulfilling us. Why we need to worry about tomorrow? The earth and the heavens belong to our Heavenly Father. Right? And the lives and death belong to our mighty God. Because we worship Him, because we belong to Him. So we have nothing to worry about. So for us, for those of us who love the light, come even closer to the light. So in the light in our heart, can continue to be bright. Let's also turn to Matthew chapter 5. The book of Matthew chapter 5. The book of Matthew chapter 5 verse 14. Verse 14. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Of course, Jesus Christ's greatest wish is for his chosen people to be the light of the world. But we ourselves do not walk in the light. How can we be the light of the world? It's impossible. That's why for us to be the light of the world, we need to walk in the light first. So when we walk in the light, and everywhere we go, the light will be with us. And every darkness we encounter, that darkness will become light. Light will become light. That's why, how can we be the light of the world? When God gave Paul the commission, right? His greatest commission is to turn people from darkness to light. Turn people from Satan to God so they can have the forgiveness of life. So likewise for us, this is also our greatest commission. God wanted us to turn people from darkness to light, from Satan to God, so they also can have the forgiveness of sin, so they also can have the hope of eternal life. But first, we need to walk in the light. If we do not walk in the light, we cannot be the light of the world. If we are the light of the world truly, God will be pleased because we'll be able to glorify God. And also verse 15, Matthew chapter 5, verse 15. Nor do they do light a lamp and put it under the basket, but on lampstand, and give light to all who are in the house. If we truly walk in the light, not only that we the light of the world, but also we can light the house that the people are in. So this means not only that we can go out and preach the gospel and save souls, but also in our church, right? We can shine the light to all the other members. To all the other members. Because if we walk in the light, surely this light is like a lamp we are put in the house. So everyone who see and everyone who walk in the house, they will see that we are the light. Really, I encourage all of us as younger generation, we need to be the role model, right, of the younger generation, but also we need to be the light for the older generation. Sometimes the older generation, because they're getting old, sometimes their eyes are very dim, in the sense that sometimes they have no hope in the younger generation, right? Because when they get older, they see a younger generation that there's no light inside of us. They get so worried. They get so worried. That's why for us, when we go to church, we need to serve God. We need to show the older generation that there's also light inside of us. So if there's light inside of us, in their eyes, they also can see this light. They also can have hope for the future generation. Because really the older generation, they love us very much. And how they love us? They try to tell us the way of God. They try to tell us and preach the gospel to us. So one day, we also can carry this torch, right, to run the race for our Lord Jesus Christ. So that's why, really, for the older generation, they're like a father, like a mother. As the father, mother, the greatest thing they want us to do is also to enter the eternal life, right? So that's why they keep telling us, please do not do this, please do not do that, please pray to God, please read the Word of God. Why? Because their hope is inside of us. If they see us living life, right, full of life, before they die, they also feel very joyful. Also feel very joyful. Why? Because they know that what they have done is not in vain. What they have taught us, we have heard, we have seen, we have handled. Right? So that's why for us, we need to be the light. Why is it so important for us to be the light of the world and also to light the house? Right? To light, to be the lamp in the house. And verse 16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. This is our goal. Even though we want to please the younger generation, even though we want to please the older generation, but the person that we want to glorify the most is our Heavenly Father. Is our Heavenly Father. So truly, brothers and sisters, even though all of us are in the same boat, that's why we are here, we to equip ourselves to fight against darkness. But if we want to fight against darkness truly, we need to walk in the light. Because if we truly walk in the light, anywhere we go, we'll expose the darkness. And when we expose the darkness, we'll be able to glorify the name of our Heavenly Father, our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's all come up and pray together.